You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by the Salvation Army. This Christmas, you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army, or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org to donate. China's AI unicorns can spot faces. Now they need new tricks. China's artificial intelligence boom has produced more than a dozen startups valued at more than $1 billion, but these companies may face a steeper road ahead. As the technologies behind their early success become more widely available, experts say, China's vaunted AI unicorns will need to diversify. But that's easier said than done. In part, it's because AI is not yet proven as a general-purpose technology that can simply be applied to other fields. U.S. trade restrictions with China present additional challenges to growing their business and maintaining their unicorn status. A Kung Fu Master's leap breaks the internet, but not physics. In a viral video, Kung Fu fighter Xiao Chong jumps onto a raised bucket of water and springs off the surface like a trampoline. Challenging? Certainly. Impossible? Not quite. Wired writer Rhett Elaine explains that the feat is an illusion. Chong's center of mass follows a normal parabolic trajectory. Just like when you toss a ball into the air, the only force acting on him at that point is the gravitational interaction with the Earth, Elaine writes. That means he has a constant downward acceleration, producing that familiar path. And now for today's fast fact, 15%. That's how much unhealthy or hazardous outdoor air quality has increased under the Trump administration. The first such uptick in 4 decades. In today's Back Channel essay, Wired contributor Lisa Wood Shapiro recounts her quest to find clean air after suffering from health problems last year. Her discovery? A good air purifier is hard to find. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.